Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
You know, if we get a chance, the Satanists apparently are at it. I didn't even know there were any Satanists out there of which to actually, you know, do anything of note, but apparently they're making news in Oklahoma City. We'll tell you more about that. But we're kind of focused on the Edward Snowden revelations here tonight. The latest version is that they are infiltrating online video game systems like World of Warcraft and have been doing so since approximately around 2008 or 2007, I think it was. So that was where we kind of started the show. Then it turns out that the Guardian staff members are now possibly facing terrorism charges, or at least that's what the UK government wants you to think. They haven't charged anyone yet, but they are having committee meetings, and they're blustering about how they intend that they might possibly, they're investigating the possibility of maybe charging them with some sort of form of terrorism, because they could claim that, for instance, you know, the fact that they released this information, that it could somehow have put someone in jeopardy who works for the government, and so therefore, that's terrorism.
You know, I've got to say, I think that when governments get this far off the rails, that it just sort of shows their demise. Every government, that if you go back far enough, every government's failed. Every single one of them has failed.
Yeah, sure.
Over time, a government's lifetime, you know, the chance of it lasting, you know, goes to zero. It's at some point or another, these things are going to fail. And when you have the United States government that wants, that's ranked 40th in the world, the First Amendment contains the freedom of the press, but the United States government is ranked in the 40th, I think it's the 30th percentile for freedom of press. That kind of shows that, hey, something went wrong here, people.
Yeah, for sure.
This republic that you guys thought you had, not so much. Here's a strange thing.
The Chinese have a republic as well.
So does Korea.
When you give the job of watching the watchers to the watchers aren't so great at watching themselves.
You know, I'm sorry, that reminds me, I just mentioned North Korea. I watched with one of the most amazing documentaries over the weekend, Vice. I have been a huge fan of Vice, some of Vice's work that I've seen, and what brought me actually in, how I found out about Vice was their original documentary on North Korea. They've done three of them now, and I watched the most recent of the three. I've seen them all. Watched the most recent of the three, which was the one that we talked about previously, but we hadn't seen the one where they brought Dennis Rodman and some of the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters, to North Korea for basically an exhibition game, and that they turned this into a half an hour long documentary about, you know, what things are like there. This, of course, was filmed after Kim Jong-un took control of the country, and I'll put a link up on our Facebook page here in a little bit. I put it up on my personal page. Okay. I don't know if I put it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
Okay.
But I'm going to put it on.
I intended to watch it, but I didn't. On your say-so, but I didn't watch it.
It was the most emotional documentary experience that I've ever had. Now, I'm not a big documentary watcher. I've seen some over time, but this was, it was really moving.
How long was it?
It was a half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to
sounds
consume.
Like you can, yeah, I mean, pretty much most people can dedicate a half an hour to.
Most of the Vice documentaries seem to be fairly short,
yeah,
which is good.
Yeah, they did an amazing job, really just showing the absurdity, the ridiculousness, the outrageousness, the sadness.
Can you give us one teaser of the most ridiculous, outrageous, or sad thing in it?
Well, there's more of this. There's this big question throughout the documentary of what these people are experiencing, because they, from the moment they arrive in North Korea, are accompanied by government agents at all times. You don't just get to go into North Korea on your own.
You get a handler.
You have multiple, in this case, handlers, and you know they're not allowed to record some things, but are allowed to record others. And they are taken on this tour, this surreal tour of things that are intended to make it look like things are normal in North Korea, that there are things there that we would be able to accept and understand. Like, at one point, they actually brought them to the equivalent of North Korea's SeaWorld, which, and it was interesting because they claimed that, it was interesting because they claimed that this was a different tour. Like, normally there's a very specific state-sanctioned tour. You know, you go and you see the statues of the deer leaders, and, you know, you worship at them, and, you know, they take you to see.
But they see the bodies?
They take you into the mausoleum, but you are not allowed to record in the mausoleums.
Okay.
So, and then they, you know, the standard state tour involves going in and, you know, worshiping at the deer leader statue, and then also going and seeing all the gifts that they've been given from all these politicians around the world. They did some of that, but then they took them to places that they normally don't take people, or so they claim, and they did these things that were very unusual. You wouldn't think North Korea would have a SeaWorld-like place, but they do. But the question is, are there normally people there? Do they normally do things with these exhibitions?
Are they just for the generals?
Or the hotel that they have the tourists stay in is only occupied by the handful of tourists?
That's true. And in fact, they suspect in a different one of the Vice documentaries that the other floors of the hotel are actually empty, that there may not actually be anything in those floors, that they only have a couple of showcase floors.
So they can't even push the buttons?
You would not be able to push your own buttons in the elevator, I don't think.
They've got an elevator doorman, old times in the U.S.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, the part in the actual basketball game was really heartwarming and touching because, first of all,
Did they let the North Koreans win?
Well, no, it was interesting. What they did was they actually mixed the teams up. So they took the best North Korean players and they brought in the Globetrotters, and Dennis Rodman actually was sitting on the sidelines with Kim Jong-un, and they mixed.
With his homie.
They did playground. They called it playground style, where everybody picked their teams from who was there. So there was no North Korean team. There was no American team. Everybody was on different teams.
Okay.
So I thought that was an interesting way to kind of bridge the gap between cultures.
Right.
And
you're going to have to lose. Sorry, North Koreans.
Well, right. Nobody lost. I mean, everybody. And actually, it ended up being a tie game, which it ended up being like a really good game.
Of course, it was a tie game.
Totally chance. It was a tie game. But
basketball games don't end in ties. They go to overtime until there's
a winner. There was no overtime in this special exhibition game. So anyway, that was fascinating. There was a really touching scene also at the end where they were actually allowed to stop their own bus. And they got out where there were some kids playing basketball, just wherever in North Korea, in Pyongyang. And they actually got out and they kind of just hung out with this huge group of kids and families, just regular North Koreans, just randomly on the side of the street in the Globetrotters.
They didn't tear the skin off their bones trying to get something to eat?
No, they didn't. The Globetrotters were, you know, spinning their balls on their fingers and doing cool stuff like that. So there were parts of it that were really heartwarming and touching, like... And Kim Jong-un, you know, made some statement later on about bringing the cultures together and things like that. And, you know, of course, they're still testing nuclear weapons. And there was a lot of fanfare in North Korea about the nuclear tests that had just gone down. If you recall, there was some news earlier this year, very early this year when this news hit about that happening. And when they get there, there's a lot of, like, banners hung up, and there was a whole lot of fanfare around these nuclear tests. The whole country was being brought to this.
We're testing bombs.
So, you know, there were some really kind of scary aspects of it. There was the creepy aspects of, you know, there they are again in this restaurant, but nobody's there except for them. They go into a store, which appears to be a showcase, because the products on the shelf are, like, one product deep. You know, you can get a bag of Doritos there, but there's no bags of Doritos behind that bag of Doritos, that kind of thing. Oh, and the craziest thing was when they brought them into a technology center, which had a whole bunch of computers and a whole bunch of people in there. But no one seemed to know what they were doing. There was one man who was sitting at a Google screen, not searching for anything. He was just sitting there. Looking at the Google screen and moving his mouse around. What does that... I mean, it's a showpiece, right? These people don't know what the internet is. They've never used it before. There was one guy in there who seemed to know what he was doing.
I know why
he was the one that they got to talk to.
I know why they don't have internet.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you'd like toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the archives, the bulletin board system, the mobile sites, all free. You can actually go and create the content right there on the front page of the site. You can submit whatever you like to the front page. Maybe it's a news article, a blog post, YouTube video, whatever you think's interesting. You submit it there, and it appears on our site thanks to Reddit. And then you can vote up or down how you like or dislike what you see, and then ultimately we'll be able to look at that at a glance and see what you, the listener, thinks is interesting. Of course, the other way you can get what you want on the air is to call in at 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. You know, I was going to talk about a little bit more about Glenn Greenwald and some of the lessons that he'd learned, but we ended up on this tangent of North Korea, and I'm fascinated by the place, like a train wreck, you know, something you just can't take your eyes off of. It's just absolutely horribly amazing all at the same time, and we can continue that here. But if you want to get away from places like North Korea where there are a bunch of, you know, control freaks, because, again, the United States federal government isn't that different from North Korea. It's only a difference in degrees. In fact, the U.S. government probably locks up far more people than they do on a percentage of population than does North Korea, although it's hard to get statistics out
of that. But you pretty much can't leave North Korea, so the argument can be made that North Korea is...
You can't leave the United States either unless you beg for permission.
No, you could leave the United States. It's the permission you have to beg from Canada and Mexico.
Oh, really?
So you could leave. You don't have to have a passport to leave. However, if you want to emigrate, if you want to, you know, like, take your citizenship away from the United States, that's an entirely different story. They have an exit tax for that. But as far as the United States government's concerned, you're responsible for paying taxes no matter where you are on the planet and no matter where you do your work. So
yeah, it's only a difference in degrees. So anyway, if you are concerned with the status of human freedom in the world and you want to do something tangible to make a difference and actually achieve liberty in our lifetime or at least come damn close to it, go to the Free State Project's website, freestateproject.org. If you know what liberty is all about, that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else, and that you understand that you have to allow others to be free in order so you can also be free yourself. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up for the Free State Project, and help us get 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire. Over 1,500 of us are already here. We're early movers. We still haven't gotten to that 20,000 goal yet. We want to get 20,000 people to pledge that they will move once 19,999 others have also pledged. And we're over 15,000 at this point, so we're well on our way, over 75% of the way to the goal. Please, if you love freedom, go to freestateproject.org. Daryl, you want to share with us why it is there's no internet in North Korea. You have an article about the 20
things that I learned while in North Korea. I not being me, I being the author.
Do you want to tease us? Give us the internet answer, and then maybe we'll get to some of the other 20 if you think they're worth it.
Let's take the Skype caller first.
All right, we can do that. We've got, I think his name is, well, Chernobyl is his name on Skype, but his actual name is Zach from Ithaca, and he is on the line with us here. Zach.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm on a very bootleg internet. I'm getting it from a... quiet down. Well, I a long time ago called in and told you I've been watching a lot about North Korea, all the Vice stuff, and I think if we gave all those people a lot of food, because I throw away so much food, I live a really cush life 3 days a week as a dishwasher. I'm sitting here drinking vodka, talking to you guys on the radio, because I live in America. So if we gave them a bunch of food via airdrops and a lot of guns and explained to them the situation, I think they'd take care of the matter themselves. I really do.
Save your money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the United States government really cares, about doing that. And if you dropped anything, wouldn't that be the opportunity for? Yeah, well, they've dropped a nuclear bomb. We're going to set off our nuclear bomb and, go from there.
Well, I mean, first of all, you'd have to be able to get over the North Korean airspace in the first place, and North Korea would like you to believe that they have all manner of military defenses. Whether or not those military defenses are actually operational and functional and work properly is another question. However, if North Korea has money, they do tend to spend it on military.
Yeah,
so
they like that stuff.
You could presume that there's a good chance at least some surface-to-air missiles will be in effect, and you're going to have a very difficult time accomplishing your task. But nonetheless, there are interesting groups out there who are working to try to free North Koreans and bring more liberty-oriented ideas or at least different ideas to them. Zach, was there other information you wanted to share?
The one thing I would say is that how many nukes could North Korea possibly have? I say we call their bluff.
Oh,
you know, we might lose South Korea, we might lose Thailand, maybe Hawaii, but we'll be rid of the problem.
But what's the problem?
There is
though?
No problem.
There is no problem with North Korea.
They're just
those people are suffering.
Well, they are suffering, but that's not my business. That's North Korea's business and those people. And if they would just they can rise up against their government
that's
anytime
true.
They want.
Anytime they want.
I'd never pass you needing like a, you know, a lift on the highway, buddy. I'm just going to cruise past because it's not my problem.
It's that's difficult. It's difficult to know who to pick up on the highway and who not. But I do pick up hitchhikers now and then. If you were an obvious need, I'd try to help. But the fact is that I'm not going to play with a government that may or may not have some nuclear weapons based on your speculation that they may or may not take out Thailand or North Korea.
In obvious need of help.
Zach, you're very funny. I understand and appreciate where you're coming from, but I think that the best way to help the North Korean people is with information and with reaching out and with, you know, basketball games and things like that.
Flash drives with information about reality via balloon.
Unfortunately, they probably don't have computers upon which to use that flash drive.
There's a Vice article where they talk about how instead of the internet, they use flash drives, and these people have escaped and then gone to South Korea and realized they've already seen all the Korean dramas that everyone watched in South Korea.
That's true. You're right. Some people do have access to computers there, but I don't know if it's as widespread as you might like.
It's a slippery little thing. It sneaks in there and cracks where it doesn't belong.
No doubt.
You know, it's
Zach, for your call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Yes, it's true. There are TV shows smuggled into North Korea and other information, but I don't know how many North Koreans have access to computers with flash drives.
So
I don't know about that.
About helping people who are suffering. There are people suffering all over the world.
Yes.
I'd say North Korea, certainly their population. It seems like they're suffering more than most populations, but you know, this isn't the kind of thing you can solve with guns and bombs. It goes really poorly. They were supposed to welcome us with flowers in Iraq, and that didn't really work out.
When you say us, you mean the U.S. military?
The line was fed to the U.S. populace. It was a popular war at the time. Everybody was all upset about 9/11 and that kind of thing. So I think that it's reasonable to say that a majority of the population wanted to go to Iraq, as far as, you know, send the military to Iraq. So I don't think it's unfair to say they were going to welcome us with open arms. But this just doesn't work. It's a bad system. It's failed every time.
Violence creates unintended consequences, period. And that's just always going to be the case.
The best thing that one can do is make it, you know, do the best that one can to inform people in North Korea about what's going on, and give them a safe place to come when they want to get out.
So we'll come back with more here. Daryl will share with us the North Korean internet, why they don't have internet over in North Korea. I would presume the answer is because they don't want their people to have information about what things are like on the outside. But we'll come back.
It's partially that way, but not for why you think.
All right. We'll come back in moments here at 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Here to take your calls about anything. It's me, Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, which is, he's got a couple of them now, but I would say the one that you probably want to mention to our listeners is fppradio.com.
Or fpp.cc.
Okay.
There's the written content that's put out daily, along with my personal original weekly articles. There's also FPP Radio is found on fpp.cc as well.
Okay. So you bought the radio website just so you can have all the radio stuff in one place, though?
Yes.
Okay. So fpp.cc, I guess that's the one we should talk about. That's where you can go and get a whole lot more of Daryl. He does way more than the average activist does. I don't know how you pull it all off, Daryl, but
nor do I.
You manage. And so go and check him out, and also check out Peace, Love, Liberty Radio and Daryl on the Police Accountability Report podcast, as well as the Freedom Minute. Those are the three audio, regularly produced audio contents that you crank out on a weekly basis. FPP.cc for more Daryl.
Also, our sometime co-host, Brett Vannoy. How do you pronounce his name?
Vannoy. I don't know.
Vannoy? 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 One of those.
Vannoy.
He does a podcast. It's called SchoolSucksProject.com, and it's a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting techniques, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Check them out at SchoolSucksProject.com.
So we've ended up on the North Korea topic again. It's one of my most... I'm fascinated by North Korea and what life is like over there. And
I'm more fascinated with what life's like in, like, Iceland. But, you know, whatever.
Okay. You can go to Iceland and visit Iceland.
I know. North Korea, you can't go visit.
That's one of the reasons why North Korea is
so fascinating. One of the reasons I don't want to go, because it's hard to go.
Well, right. You can go and visit. Some people do. But you don't get to visit and then control your own volition once you go there. And this is the first thing they tell you in this new Vice documentary, which was actually, I guess, Vice had a series, or maybe they still do, on HBO. And this is one of their season one episodes. So they have several different topics, I guess, that they've covered in a season. And this was one of them, season one, episode 10. I put a link to a YouTube version of it on our Facebook profile. But right in the beginning, the guy who's, first of all, the original Vice guy, because we've talked about some of the other Vice documentaries on North Korea on this program. The original guy, Shane, who's, I think, the executive producer behind Vice, like one of the main guys, he's banned from North Korea now. He cannot come back to North Korea because of his involvement with the original documentary.
Mm.
So they actually had to enter the country on, you know, they didn't know it was Vice, right? So they didn't.
I gotcha.
They had to enter the country on a, you know, kind of like an Ali G situation where they manufactured a reason to go there. And the reason to go was this basketball game with, because they know that the North Koreans love America. They know specifically that Kim Jong-un loves American basketball, as his father did. And so they used that as their carrot, if you will, to kind of hang out there and get them to agree to this, allowing this documentary crew to come into the country. And it worked. And it actually ended up being the very first time that Kim Jong-un had met with any Americans since he had been brought in as the new dear leader of the country. This Vice documentary crew with three of the Harlem Globetrotters and Dennis Rodman were the first Americans that this guy met.
Amazing that a country that hates America so much, the leader would like American basketball. You think that they just choose to hate everything about America, you know, find some sport that they do like.
Well, right, and that's one of the neat parts about this documentary, kind of the heartwarming part. Was that, you know, there's all this propaganda all over North Korea, very anti-USA propaganda. Some of it true, some of it lies. But the USA is the boogeyman for the North Korean people. And they're brought up with this very extensively throughout their upbringing there. And so the idea that they would have this happen and that they would, you know, allow their teams to be integrated during this exhibition basketball game and that the dear leader would be there and be friendly, I think are good signs to some extent. That there was kind of a positive vibe from all of that. But that doesn't mean, as they point out in the documentary, that doesn't mean the prison camps are going to be shut down tomorrow the people are going to start to get fed, that the freedom will all of a sudden blossom. But it's something. It was kind of a starting point. Anyway, Daryl, you wanted to answer the question as to why there was no internet in North Korea.
Yes.
According to 20 Things I Learned.
According to this article, 20 Things I Learned While I Was in North Korea, number 15 is actually the one that speaks to the internet. Says that no North Korean people have access to the internet because the government is concerned that people would see things that would make them feel unfairly critical towards the West, and the government would like to protect the reputation of the West by preventing the people from going on the internet. That is the actual story.
That's an official state.
I was told when I asked our North Korean guide why no one can go on the internet. One of the most absurd explanations for anything. Apparently the government isn't even trying to lie credibly anymore. What the most privileged people in North Korea do have access to is the North Korean intranet, a network limited to government-approved North Korean websites.
Right.
Well, that stuff's got to be boring. I mean, think about everything you do on the internet, and none of it includes some government-approved. I mean, it's got to be awful.
And, of course, North Korea, ironically, or I don't know if ironically is the correct term here, but North Korea does not rank last in the Press Freedom Index. They rank next to last, beating only Eritrea, which is a tiny little country near Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, yeah, that was what that whole Ethiopian civil war was about back in the 80s.
Yes.
If you've ever been to the North Korean state media website, I don't know it offhand at the moment, but it is awful, just absolutely awful. So, what are so these 20 things? Do you want to share more of the 20 things?
A couple of the other ones that I think are really interesting. It says, most of the time when people were walking together, they would walk in step,
mm-hmm.
meaning that their steps would be synchronized. School
how the heck
children,
does that happen? Does that mean that they're all soldier plants? Is that the idea?
I don't know, but he's got an eight-second video showing two women walking next to one another, synchronized. School children will wear the same outfit whether they're in school or not.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other ones, there's a really large rocket building that's in the middle of Pyongyang that everybody pretends doesn't exist.
A rocket building?
It looks like a big, giant, weird rocket. It's a 105-story hotel, the Ryugyeong Hotel, which was started to be built in 1987.
Oh, is this a thing that has never been completed?
Still is not finished. And
coming up on 20 years.
He says, it would seem to be an odd undertaking for a nation whose economy has stagnated, whose infrastructure was rotting, and which looks like this at night. And he's got a photo. There are actually links to a photo where it shows there's pretty much no electricity in North Korea at night. The satellite image?
Yeah, that's a very famous image. Now, actually, it brings up another reminder of something I saw in this documentary. Again, it's only a half an hour. I posted a link on our Facebook page. They're taken on this surreal tour that's made to look like North Korea is a regular place. And it doesn't take much scratching beneath the surface to see that it's a veneer, basically. That, you know, this is just something they're putting on for
people. And you think, why would they try?
I don't know. But there are things where, you know, there's some things they do where you question reality. Like, some of it seems like it's real. Some of it's obviously, you know, staged. But others, like, where they're driving around to different places, and you see really beautiful lighting on some of these buildings. And the guy doing the voiceover for the documentary says you have to ask, are these buildings normally lit up like this? Or did they light these buildings up specifically for us? I mean, it really seems like a lot of the things they did in North Korea, the things they saw that were there, were put there specifically to be shown to this documentary crew. Because, you know, as he points out in the documentary, he shows that satellite phone. It's like, there's normally not any lights on, at least according to the satellite imagery. So where is it? What? It's just so crazy. More coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves if you want. You can also bring up anything like to talk about. So you don't have to necessarily comment on North Korea. Although, if you've been, we sure would love to hear from you. Probably you haven't. Most people haven't because, well, it's hard to go to North Korea. And also, you may never come back. Now, that is a realistic concern when you travel to North Korea. If you don't do what you're told to do, you don't kneel in front of the statue of Kim Il-sung, their dear leader, who apparently, even though he died, is actually still alive and is still considered president of the country.
He's eternal president. Right. He had the position by constitutional authority abolished at his death.
So what is Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un is given the title of marshal, and Kim Jong-il, the current one's father, was general.
General, gotcha.
So, more about North Korea. Daryl has 20 things that somebody learned while they were in North Korea. We didn't get the circumstances as to why that person was in North Korea or how they managed to pull that off. But apparently it's not too hard because the Vice crew has managed to get in a few times.
A couple of times.
Although the most recent time they had to masquerade as a different crew and could not reveal they were with Vice because...
Film crew for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep, and it worked. They ended up having a really interesting time, and I put the link up on our Facebook page. You can check that out. But we're going to go through some more of that. And then I've actually got some news from North Korea since we're on the subject. Fresh news just hit yesterday. Out of Seoul, where apparently Jang Song-taek, the uncle of Kim Jong-un, has been purged. We'll tell you what that means here in a moment. But, Daryl, was there more that you wanted to share? Because I don't know if you wanted to do all 20, but if you've got more that you thought were worth
There's definitely not time to do all 20.
Right.
But one thing that's really interesting, it starts off by saying that the leaders are really a big effing deal. And there's a fairly lengthy write-up about Kim Il-sung, and they make up this story about how great Kim Il-sung is, and the person writing this article says he's their George Washington, their Stalin, their Jesus, and their Santa Claus, all combined in the form of one pudgy dead Korean man, the eternal president, eternal because he had the position abolished for all future, so no one can ever be president again. And they make up a story about where he was born. He was actually born in the Soviet Union, but they make up a story that he was born on the peak of some mountain in Korea.
Mm-hmm. There's like a very important mountain range there.
Yes. And then they make up stories about Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. Apparently no one knows his exact birthday, so you do not talk about Kim Jong-un's birthday. So it's sort of like Fight Club sort of thing. Like, yeah, the first rule of Kim Jong-un's birthday is you do not talk about Kim Jong-un's birthday.
He's timeless.
They know it was sometime in 83 or 84.
He's not timeless. He was born when I was in high school.
Well, so one of the parts of the documentary is this basketball stadium, this really amazing basketball stadium that they have. Very, very beautiful. The people are packed into this place, and of course everybody's wearing, almost everyone in the audience is wearing black or dark, very dark clothing. It's not a lot of color, not a lot of variety. Some of the women are wearing colorful clothing, but not very many. And the crowd begins to, I don't know if you would describe it as chanting and like yelling or screaming all at once, but there's this very organic sounding screaming chant thing that goes on where they're literally yelling, live 10,000 years over and over and over again. And they're talking about Kim Jong-un. And
right, they wouldn't say that about themselves.
Right.
They live in hell.
And, well, right, that's what you would say, and it's, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of North Koreans who realize that, but also you have to remember that these people are born with a lot of propaganda about this particular man or his father and his grandfather, and it's interesting, you know, to watch as this, you know, to us, this creepy exercise is going on in state worship of, and just person worship, just worshiping this man. And to us, it certainly seems creepy, but you look at the faces of the people who are doing this. There's one man in particular that they caught a shot of, and you can tell he is racked with emotion as he is going through this. I mean, that one of the men who's yelling this chant is, I mean, clearly very emotionally feeling this.
Well, the Patriots get that way, you know? I mean, it's, they just get that way.
And the propaganda isn't just, you know, North Korea is wonderful and Kim Jong-il is wonderful and Kim Jong-un is wonderful. There is propaganda everywhere, according to this person.
Oh, yes.
And he wrote, from the suffocating number of billboards and murals, and he actually has a photograph of one to where there's a fist coming down from the North Korean flag, smashing a what looks like a rocket with the letters USA and like a destroyed American flag falling off of it. It says, from the suffocating number of billboards and murals to the postcards and pamphlets and newspapers to everything on TV, the North Korean people are forced to live and breathe North Korean pride around the clock.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I remember when...
This is what patriotism does. There's, it hides all the sins of the rulers. This is one thing that the people in the U.S. need to truly understand, is that your patriotism really doesn't provide us with anything. That patriotism provides politicians with things. It provides rulers
cover,
with things.
Yeah. Cover for their actions.
Because at that point, you can't look at the sins of the past. If you can't look at the sins of the past, you can never not repeat them.
There's even a creepy propaganda band called Moranbong Band, whose members are hand-picked by Kim Jong-un. And he links to a video. It says, this video of them played in its entirety on both the flight in and out of the country and in nearly every restaurant we went to and subsequently haunted my sleep. Goebbels could not hold a candle to the Kims. The propaganda I saw fell into four categories. One, the leaders and their greatness, especially Kim Il-sung. Mm-hmm. Two, images of North Korean military and its might. The third category, negative depictions of the U.S. and South Korea. And four, images of North Korean people living joyous and sunshiny lives.
A lot of that.
Let's go to the phones. Kim is listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Kim.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on here.
Hey, G. All right, cool. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Okay, real quick, I was about 2000 to 2001, I was stationed Camp Greaves in South Korea. It was a couple kilometers south of the DMZ, actually.
Yep.
And one thing I remember specifically was at nights, North Koreans would have loudspeakers going off at night with messages in Hangul, Korean language, and like all sorts of music and stuff like that. And we, on the bases, we were stationed with Katusas, which are Korean soldiers attached to the U.S. Army, like working with us. Mm-hmm. So we asked them, we were like, you know, what's the speakers saying? And they're like, pretty much something to the effect of, like, you know, just go home, your mother misses you, why are you fighting, just kind of just stuff like that. And actually that's all I got, guys.
Oh, hey, so that's interesting.
So they had this anti-propaganda that was they were blaring across the borders to you, saying that you should go home, that your family misses you, and things like
it was in Korean, it wasn't in English.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that they didn't have any translators.
Well, because there's other you know, there's a bunch of other bases and Korean bases and then U.S. bases. Well, a lot of them shut down. But yeah, it wasn't in English, though. It was in Hangul.
What was one of the other more memorable experiences you had over there?
Guarding a bridge. there's this bridge that, it was real hardcore guarded by both Koreans and U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much, I remember we didn't really worry about the Korean cars itself, more like the buses. We would get on the bus, and if soldiers were on there or something like that, we would, in essence, just check their IDs. The Koreans didn't have to.
Were these like buses going off to the there's like a zone where South Koreans go into North Korea to work, and I forget what it's called, but I'm imagining that's part of what that was. I wish we had more time to talk to you about it. Kim, thanks for the call tonight. Again, if you want to check out that documentary, go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I'll put a link to it up there, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I'm Sunny Doc.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.